The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's January 12th. The Schoolhouse Blizzard took place on this day in 1888. This happened during the relatively early days of weather forecasting in the United States. Thanks to the telegraph, it had become possible to spread the word about weather events and weather forecasts quickly. And on February 9th, 1870, so just 18 years before, Ulysses S. Grant had signed a resolution that made observing and recording the weather something that was under the guidance of the Secretary of War. This ultimately fell to the Signal Service Corps. Recording the weather and making predictions at first was really general, and it was done for big chunks of North America. But gradually over the years, this became more detailed, more frequent, and more specific. This was not nearly what we can expect from weather forecasts today, which even today, there will be days where the forecast says it will not rain, and then you get rained on. But it was a lot better than nothing. So by the winter of 1887 to 1888, this forecasting had been going on for a while. People had started to rely on it. And the weather that winter happened to have been particularly hard. There had been blizzards in December, with temperatures staying so cold afterward that nothing really melted. And then by the morning of January 12th, suddenly that long cold snap broke. The temperature got up to 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius, which to people who had been in these frigid temperatures for weeks, felt almost like a heat wave. People who had been cooped up inside all got out, and in some cases, children headed off to school for the first time in days. A lot of people were out and about in relatively light clothing, because when you're used to it being well below freezing, a sunny day at 40 degrees can feel really warm. The weather forecast for that day, which had been composed the day before in St. Paul, read, quote, "The indications for 24 hours commencing at 7 a.m. today. For St. Paul, Minneapolis, and vicinity, warmer weather with snow, fresh southerly winds becoming variable. For Minnesota, warm with snow, fresh to high southerly winds becoming variable. For Dakota, snow, warmer, followed in the western portion by colder weather, fresh to high winds, generally becoming northerly. Snow will drift heavily in Minnesota and Dakota during the day and night. Winds will generally shift to high, colder, northerly during the afternoon and night."
So the forecasters were expecting a wave of warm weather, followed by a drop in the temperature, but not a drop so severe as to warrant a freeze warning for later on in the day. Tragically, though, it turned out that the weather got a lot warmer than expected and then a lot colder. As the temperature started dropping on the 12th, the Signal Corps started sending telegrams updating their earlier forecast with a cold warning. But for a variety of reasons, this warning did not arrive in most places in time to do much good. So a blinding blizzard rolled through the area where it had previously been so warm earlier in the day, and it happened in the afternoon just as a lot of children were heading home from school. Temperatures plummeted and winds gusted beyond 40 miles an hour. And the snow was also particularly fine to the point that people's eyelashes froze together and they couldn't see. Accounts of what happened on that day are full of just dramatic occurrences. Things like teachers trying to keep their students safe and warm at school, or trying to guide them home through a blizzard when none of them could see. People got lost just out of sight of their homes and died within steps of their doorsteps. Livestock and other animals froze to death. An estimated 200 to 300 people were killed. And then another blizzard struck the Northeast that March. This was another massive storm, and it was nicknamed the Great White Hurricane. This killed at least 400 people. In 1889, newly inaugurated President Benjamin Harrison moved the responsibility for weather forecasting to the Department of Agriculture, in part because of the embarrassment over these two back-to-back tragedies, both of which had not had a freeze warning issued far enough ahead of time to keep people safe. You can learn a lot more about this in the January 18th, 2016 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called The Schoolhouse Blizzard. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for an incredibly destructive riot.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.